Today is the fifth Sunday after Easter. We also commemorate the feast of St. Pius V. It is also Vocation Sunday, and I ask that you please offer your Mass and Holy Communion for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Tomorrow afternoon, St. Pius V School will have its concert rehearsal at West Hollow Middle School Auditorium. Due to the lateness of this practice, school will begin on the following day, Tuesday morning. It starts at 9:30 a.m., so please arrange transportation with your bus companies. There will be the annual spring concert at the West Hollow Middle School Auditorium this Wednesday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. The hall is located at 250 Old East Neck Road in Melville. And to help defray the cost of the hall rental, tickets will be sold $5 per person or $20 per family. So please come and support our students and the school. This Thursday is May 9th. It is the Feast of the Ascension and a holy day of obligation. All are obliged to attend Mass, and the Masses will be here at the chapel at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. The first Holy Communion ceremony will take place on this Saturday, May 11th, at 10 a.m. We ask that all the kindergarten parents to contribute toward and help with this event, please contact Mrs. Tobin through the school office and see how you can assist with the first Communion breakfast. May crowning will take place next Sunday between the first and second Masses. It will begin at 8:15, followed by devotional prayers to Our Lady and a low Mass. May 13th is the 96th anniversary of Our Lady's apparition at Fatima. St. Pius V School will have its May crowning that day after the school rosary, so all families are encouraged to come and honor Our Lady. And also on behalf of Father Bomberger and the sisters, I would like to thank all the parents and students who helped out with the yard work yesterday. It was an all-day event, and we are very grateful for your time, effort, and sacrifices put forth to beautify God's house. There's an announcement about Sister Mary Cecilia. She is back at Sloan Kettering undergoing more treatments for her leukemia. Sister's last day at the hospital was successful as her cancer went into remission, and she was preparing for a bone marrow transplant. However, a recent bone marrow test, after that test, the doctors discovered that her leukemia is present again. So, sister is once again in need of blood and platelets. Sister's blood is type O positive, but any blood type can donate platelets. So if you are healthy and would like to donate, the sisters do need your help in this. So please call the office to arrange any rides to Sloan Kettering for this. And I also ask that you keep in your prayers the repose of the soul of the sister of Mr. Thomas McBreen and Miss Moira McBreen. So if you join me now, please pray for the repose of her soul.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. May she rest in peace. May her soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked in the perfect law of liberty, and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. In the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time Jesus saith to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and I go to the Father. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. As far as the words of the Holy Gospel. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking care of it not by constraint, but willingly according to God. These words are taken from the Epistle for the Mass of St. Pius V. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, today, as I mentioned, is the feast of Pope St. Pius V. And since this is St. Pius V Chapel, since he is the special patron of the priests, I would like to talk to you this morning about this great saint. Pope St. Pius V was one of the many saints raised up by God in the 16th century to defend the church against the assaults of Protestantism. In 1565, following the death of Pope Pius IV, the Sacred College of Cardinals unanimously elected a Cardinal Michael Ghislieri. In fact, every single cardinal in the conclave voted for him except one, which was himself. He took the name of Pius V on January 7th, 1566. His pontificate lasted for only 6 years. He died on May 1st, 1572. But over those 6 years of his papacy, St. Pius V did many great things. It is really truly amazing that in those few short years, how much he did accomplish. He reformed the morals of the city of Rome. He fought back the Turks and prevented the spread of Islam into Europe through the victory at Lepanto Bay in 1571. St. Pius V also fought back the Protestant reformers by promoting the decrees of the Council of Trent, which had just come to a close 3 years before his pontificate. And one of those decrees in particular was the revision of the Roman Missal, which had long been the subject of abuse and innovation. Now, my dear friends, the reason why Pope St. Pius V was chosen to be the patron of the priests as well as the future priests at Immaculate Heart Seminary, was because of what he did in particular for the Mass and the Roman Missal which contains it. The impact of his reform of the Roman Missal was felt by the entire church at his time. And thus what he did for the rites of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass was no small undertaking. And what he did was this. He personally selected a group of learned men to examine the ancient customs of the rite of the celebration of Mass. And after consulting ancient and approved authors, and after serious study and reflection, Pope St. Pius V promulgated a decree on July 14, 1570, called Quo Primum. In this papal decree, he said that the group of men he selected have restored the Missal itself to the original form and rite of the Holy Fathers. And the reason for his doing this, he said, was so that all priests would know which prayers to use and which rites and ceremonies they were required to observe from now on in the celebration of Masses. You see, at that time, there were many customs and even abuses creeping into the ceremonies of the Mass in all different dioceses. The Mass differed from diocese to diocese, and sometimes even from parish to parish. In fact, St. Vincent de Paul remembered as a child seeing the Mass offered in 8 different ways. So there was no proper unity of worship among Catholics in the West because of these liturgical abuses that had crept in. So to have order and uniformity in the worship of the Church, St. Pius V issued this reform of the Missal, establishing one rite of the celebration of the Mass, and abolishing any recent customs that had been used within the previous 200 years. And further on in this decree, Pope St. Pius V went so far as to say, "We order and enjoin that nothing must be added to our recently published Missal, nothing omitted from it, nor anything whatsoever to be changed within it." And thus it is clear, my dear friends, that the reform of Pope St. Pius V restored order, uniformity, and unity in the worship of the Catholic Church. And at the same time, it provided for future Catholics. It gave them the certainty that the use of the Roman Missal would ensure the offering of a true Catholic Mass. Now, my dear friends, as the Catechism of the Council of Trent teaches, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass was instituted at the Last Supper by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Mass is the renewal of his sacrifice of the cross on Calvary. It is not a mere remembrance of Calvary. It actually renews the death of Christ and makes the sacrifice of Calvary present in a true but unbloody manner. And it is a sacrifice in the true and proper sense of the term. For Christ is both the principal priest and he is the victim. And there also takes place the mystical separation of his body and blood through the double consecration. My dear friends, it is truly astounding when you stop and realize that in just a few moments, when I return to the altar and pronounce the words of consecration, the eternal Son of God made man will be present. Our divine Savior will come down from heaven and continue his sacrifice for us, before our very eyes. Thus the sacrifice of Calvary is perpetuated and renewed through the sacrifice of the Mass. It is for us the true source of grace and the center of worship of the Catholic Church. No wonder why the devil and his agents have sought by every means to distort, disfigure, and destroy the Catholic Mass. And how successful he has been in these modern times. Now, years ago, when I was a seminarian, I remember hearing about an elderly priest who began offering the traditional Mass again. And I remember hearing that after he had offered the traditional Mass for the first time in over 30 years, after he offered the Mass, he returned to the sacristy, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "I cannot believe what I gave up." Even as he was resolved never again to offer the new Mass. And thus he offered the traditional Mass, according to Pope St. Pius V, every day until he could no longer offer Mass because of age and infirmity. Now, my dear friends, during the pontificate of St. Pius V, the Church was going through very troubling times. Many Catholics were falling away from the one true faith in Europe as a result of the Protestant Reformation. In fact, one of the chief effects of the Protestant Reformation was the spread of immorality and impurity. You see, my dear friends, when you change how people worship, you will change what they believe. And this was so because of the tremendous loss of faith and loss of morals. And at that time, wars and factions were constant between the different nations. And the Turks in the East had built up one of their most powerful fleets to strike at the heart of Christian Europe. But in the midst of all these things, St. Pius V knew that the central act of Catholic devotion is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And thus, in conformity with the decrees of the Council of Trent, he revised the Roman Missal and ordered that the Church in the West would have one rite of the celebration of Mass. In other words, he was so careful in preserving the customs and traditions which had been handed down through the ages, and he opposed any innovations or abuses which had crept in. My dear friends, the Roman Missal of St. Pius V safeguarded the unity and the purity of the faith and morals in the public worship of the Catholic Church. And the Mass that we offer here at St. Pius V Chapel is that same Mass in the Roman Missal of Pope St. Pius V. How grateful then should we be for what we have here? Not many people have what you have. When you consider that other so-called traditional priests, such as the clergy of the Society of St. Pius X, they offer the Mass according to the 1962 Missal of John the 23rd, which, unlike the Missal of St. Pius V, was a departure from the Church's most ancient traditions. How grateful you should be. When you attend the Mass here at St. Pius V Chapel, you have the assurance and certainty that the Mass being offered is the Mass of the Roman Missal of Pope St. Pius V. There are no innovations made in order to please the modernists. It is the true Mass which has been offered in the Church since the dawn of Christianity and the Council of Trent. My dear friends, be grateful to Almighty God for what you have here at St. Pius V Chapel. And to show our gratitude, let us attend the Mass with the greatest love and devotion. And let us do this in a most practical way. Let us do this by making the sincere effort to be on time, by remaining for the entire Mass and not leaving early except for grave reasons, and also by sincerely striving to pay attention while the Mass is being offered. And finally, my dear friends, as we begin this month of May, the month dedicated to the Mother of God, let us make the firm resolve to say the Rosary every day. For after the Mass and the sacraments, the Rosary is the greatest means God has given us to save our souls. You know, the modernists, those agents of Satan, were very successful in taking away from us the Mass and the sacraments. But thanks be to God, we still have the true Mass and the true sacraments and the means to continue at Immaculate Heart Seminary. But whereas they could take away the Mass and the sacraments from the faithful, they could not take the Rosary. Yes, they've tried to distort it by adding the so-called luminous mysteries, but they could not take the Rosary from our hands. My dear friends, only we can take the Rosary away. And we do that by not praying it every day as we should. Pray the Rosary then. Pray it with love and devotion. And along with praying the daily Rosary, show your appreciation of the Mass by attending it well. And as we do, let us pray to our holy patron, Pope St. Pius V, that he may intercede for us, that we may persevere in the one true faith and the one true Mass. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.